Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan coming to you from Fun Expo. We're about to interview artist extraordinaire Leonard Kirk. Thank you very much, by the way, sir.
Oh, you're welcome.
And a little bit about your background. How'd you get started in the business?
Oh, goodness. Well, I pretty much decided when I was 12 that this is what I wanted to do, that or be an astronaut. And that part didn't pan out. So, turns out I'm afraid of heights. Well, getting started was actually, I was fairly lucky. I got started well over two decades ago, and it was much easier to get into the business than it is today. So after I graduated university, I just sent off samples of my work to as many publishers as whose addresses I could find, and luckily a couple of them called back. Yeah.
Do you remember the first character you ever might have drawn? First character you ever drew?
That you ever drew.
Oh, my.
You can still have.
Oh, my goodness. The first one I drew professionally for any comics that were printed was a character called the Eliminator, and that was with Malibu Comics way back. It was written by Lowell Cunningham, same guy I worked with on Alien Nation and Planet of the Apes. He's the same one who also created the Men in Black series that led to the films and everything. That was the very first one professionally. The first one that came to print was actually one of the Alien Nation series. I was working on both, and they screwed up the release dates or whatever. But, yeah, that's as far as the first thing I ever drew, period, I have no clue. Okay. The earliest thing I could, actually, the earliest thing I can recall was, it was basically like a little car and a house and a tree, and it was on a circular piece of paper, and it was a project for school, and they made it into a plate that I gave to my mom, and that was whenever the hell that was.
What are you presently working on right now?
Unfortunately, I can't say yet. I just wrapped up my run on X Factor.
Right.
I have a couple more projects coming out, one with Marvel, one with Dark Horse. The Marvel project, the only thing they've announced so far is the title, which is Hunger.
I have heard of that, actually.
And thankfully, written by Josh Fialkoff, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that last name properly. Apparently the title has changed at least twice. And so that's the only reason I can say the title now, because if I gave you the title that I saw in the script, you'd know what the hell it is off the bat.
Is there any character you've never drawn which maybe would be your dream project?
Oh, my goodness. Few. I was very fortunate to draw some stuff for Detective to do a Batman story before I left DC to work with Marvel. Other characters that I'd love to work with, I'd love to do something with Hellboy sometime. That would be fun. Oh goodness, other more. I've done stuff like with some certain characters like Superman and Batman, what have you. I'd like to do something more dedicated to one of them, or Wonder Woman. That would be a lot of fun. I've done little bits here and there with, like, Spider-Man. I'd like to do something maybe a little bit bigger on that. I've worked with various X characters in Marvel, so it'd be fun to work with a few more of the mainstream ones instead of some of the folks off to the side. But it's really hard to nail down. A lot. There is a lot of stuff I'd love to do.
There's just so many to choose from, right?
Like, yeah.
Now, for some of our listeners, where can they find some of your work, other than obviously the comics themselves? So, like, any websites our listeners can...
Unfortunately, I don't have a website right now. I had one, and it kind of crashed. I have to get a new one. I am on Facebook, and as far as my work, you can find it in comic shops. Whatever Marvel and DC has released digitally, I think some of my material's out there. I don't know, but I think some of it is. I'm sure they can find it there. so wherever. And of course, you can track me down at the occasional comic book convention, what have you. So,
so for Facebook, then we would just look for Leonard Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Congratulations on X Factor, and we look forward to your next project.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.